Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationships crossed with Am I the Arsehole? If you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and just a huge thank you for all your support recently and, you know, since the channel's been going. It's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, and let's crack on with today's first story. And of course, it does follow with an update. It's from Hokey Pokey Guestless, who says, "Would I be the arsehole if I declined a wedding invitation after accepting but didn't send a present? My partner, Martin, took me out to dinner to meet his close friend Andy and Andy's fiancée, Anna. I thought we got along well, and Andy said he hoped to see me as a guest at his wedding. Martin, Andy and Anna all work for the same employer. Martin is part of the employer's leadership group, but neither Andy nor Anna are in his reporting line. Also, fake names and timeline of events is compressed. Martin's invitation was addressed to him and guest. He accepted for both of us. A week later, he told me about a phone call from Anna. Apparently, she had miscalculated the number of guests they could have at the venue, and would I mind terribly if she cut me from the guest list? Apparently, Anna was too embarrassed to ask me herself. Since we'd only just met, it seemed reasonable I was one of the guests to be cut. I asked Martin to tell them personally that I understood and pass on my best wishes. Then Andy called me and said he hadn't known about the issue with the venue, but some of his older relatives were declining due to health fears, so he would invite me personally. My invitation arrived in the mail with my name on, and I accepted. That's when things got weird. I bumped into Anna when we were both out shopping. She said we hadn't seen each other since the dinner, and did I have time for a coffee? I said yes, and after we got our coffees and sat down, Anna said, "Can't you take a hint?" I asked what she meant, and Anna said, wasn't it obvious she didn't want me at her wedding? She understood I was unfamiliar with wedding etiquette and how things are done in this country, but the polite thing to do was to decline the invitation and send a present. I told Martin about this, and Martin told me about a similar incident at work. A work friend of Anna's had confronted him about my rudeness. According to her friend, Anna was just inviting me to be polite to the boss's girlfriend, and I should just be polite and decline the invitation. We talked it over, and I'm not comfortable going. Martin is going to talk to Andy in person and ask what's going on before he decides what to do. The issue is, should I give them a present? All of the wedding etiquette guides I've consulted say that if you decline a wedding invitation after accepting, you should send a present. But frankly, I feel like I am being used, and giving both of them a present feels like I'm saying I'm okay with that. I've asked some of my family members would I be the asshole, but let's just say they're biased and probably spend too much of their time on pro-revenge or malicious compliance. Really, would I be the asshole if I declined this wedding invitation, but didn't give the couple a present? Edit. Thanks so much for your replies. I wasn't expecting this much feedback. When I posted this, I was really confused about what was the right thing to do in this situation, and actually a bit hurt. Still not quite sure what I will do, but now I'm starting to see the funny side, and I'm loving some of the suggestions. So as not to upset the mods, FHQs and my family suggestions are now here. So we have those suggestions and an update in the end, which the update is titled, I'm going to tell you right now, is I had it all so wrong. And I'm really curious now. I want to jump straight into it, but we're going to cover some comments on my comment first. And look, I could maybe understand sending a gift if it was sort of your choice not to go to the wedding. You was invited and then you had to decline for whatever reason, you know, just to say, sorry, I couldn't come and thank you. Here's a gift kind of thing. I think that's something that I would do anyway. But the fact that Andy called you, you know, and invited you personally, and then when Anna saw you and you had a coffee and then she said, can't you take a hint? And then uninvited you. Yeah, I wouldn't send that person a gift either. And we already know something's going to happen from the title of the update. I had it all so wrong. So let's cover some comments to see what their advice is. Then we'll cover the suggestions from OP's family. Then we're going to move on to the update. Hoo-wee. So we start off with Orla Carey, who says not the arsehole and don't send the gift. Sure, if you had accepted the invitation and then it was your decision not to go, then I would send one. But that isn't what happened here. You accepted and then the bride uninvited you. That removed any gift obligation. Big Hairy Ferret says, what a name, not the arsehole, since when was it etiquette to decline a wedding invite and send a present instead, especially after only meeting the couple once? Sounds like an entitled bridezilla who wants her cake and to eat it too. Decline and in your reply state specifically you won't be sending a present and you won't be blackmailed just because her and her future hubby can't get their story straight. Potato Toto says, OP, you are not the arsehole. Anna clearly doesn't know wedding etiquette. The whole take a hint comments bugs me. Yeah, me too, actually. Why would anyone think they are uninvited if they got a new invitation? Andy and Anna need to get their shit together. If they are upset because you accepted a second invitation, that's on them. Don't get them a gift. They don't want you to be there, and that would include a gift from you. Also, if they were only inviting you to suck up to a boss, they are only inviting Martin because he is the boss, not the arsehole. Save your money or spend it on yourself. MMD says, do not attend. Take the money you were going to use to spend on a present and buy yourself some flowers or shoes or a massage. Anna's rudeness is appalling. And one more from local ad 530 who says, not the arsehole, but Anna sounds like a huge arsehole. Also, what country are you in? I'm in Australia and never heard of any such thing. I would understand sending a present if you cancelled at last minute, as catering costs will have been incurred and presumably you have probably already purchased the present in expectation of attending. Lastly, you are not really declining after accepting, as Anna has told you she doesn't want you there. An OP replies just as a bit of relevant information that says, hello fellow Aussie. I reply to another commenter. Of the four of us, I'm the only one actually born and raised in Australia, which is why her comment about in this country irritated me. So now we're going to move into that update with some FHQs and OP's family suggestions. I'm about to start doing my evening chores, but before I go, I want to answer some of the most frequently asked questions. What country is this in? We're in Australia. Of the four of us, I'm the only one born and raised in Australia. Anna came here as a child, Andy and Martin as adults. Why would I think I should give them a present? My mum, she was a shining example of being polite and gracious in the face of outrageous behaviour, without condoning it. I guess I want to emulate her. But I just have no idea what the polite and gracious response is in this situation. Getting some clearer ideas though. What is Martin doing? Martin hasn't decided yet. He wants to talk to Andy and find out how much Andy knows and how far he is supporting Anna. Then he will decide. He may still go to support Andy, or he may not. Why is Anna doing this? I have no idea, but I have some guesses. My guess is she wants Martin, but with Martin's and my budget, I think she would be hoping I would supersize the gift and take it from the bog standard model to the super deluxe shiny model with bells and whistles and hot and cold running water. Why doesn't Anna like you? Again, no idea, but some guesses. I'm a different religion to the other three, so she might not like that. My mum arrived here as a child refugee, so she might be anti-refugee, and Martin and I out-earn Andy and Anna, so she might be jealous. I didn't get a sense Andy developed a crush on me. We were predisposed to like each other because we know how important the other is to Martin. I didn't get a sense Anna disliked me at our meeting. My impression at the time was she might be slow to warm up, but I could be wrong. Probably was. So, what are some of my family suggestions? Evil sister. Serious. A generous donation to a charity of the groom's choice. That way I look polite and generous, the bride doesn't benefit, and as other Redditors have pointed out, some good comes of this. Evil sister, not serious. Closer to the day, pretend I have symptoms of you know what, and I have to stay home until I get a negative test. On the day of the wedding, post pictures of myself on social media doing fabulous things not at their wedding, and captioning them, celebrating my negative test. Not quite as evil sister. Crochet toilet roll cover. Preferably one with a doll in it. Practical with a retro feel. She has one ripe furry gifting. Brother. Doubts they will make it to the altar, but has suggested an IOU to the groom for a present at his next wedding. Now I'm off to brave the hell that is my local supermarket, then treat myself to a nice takeaway for dinner. Now we have to wear masks indoors, have the perfect excuse to not recognize Anna if I see her. Final update. February 11th, 2022. I had it all so wrong. So much has happened in the last, is it really just over a week? It feels so much longer. The nutshell version of what happened in that time is Andy and Anna did have communication issues. They are working on them and their wedding is still on. Martin and I have split. The wedding is none of my business anymore. I hope everyone has a great time and there are no hard feelings. The fuller version goes like this. Anna was very close to Martin's late wife and saw her as an older sister figure. Having a virtual stranger at her wedding in her friend's place was too much. Andy says Anna knows she acted immaturely and she is deeply ashamed of some of the things she said to me. There was a lot more said, which I swore never to repeat. I understand a lot more now and I regret some of the jokes I made. I've decided to forgive. Martin and I aren't together anymore. Not directly because of this, but when we considered who Martin was most concerned about, not me, and who I turned to for support, not him, we realized we weren't each other's priority. I had a little cry about it, but I'll be okay. So, as it turns out, my brother was right in an unexpected way, but he won't be rejoicing at being proved right. The wedding is none of my business now, and I won't be attending or sending a present, but I hope everyone has a great time. Thank you to everyone who read my earlier posts, commented, bantered with me, and gave me awards. I was expecting maybe a couple of comments and hoping someone would explain the etiquette and I would go, oh yeah, I see that now. I got so much more than what I was expecting. I had no idea how much stress I was carrying in my body over the original problem until I started laughing and making wisecracks with commenters. Then my tension headache disappeared, the headache I didn't even know I had. I really think you guys helped cushion me for what was coming. Life is going on. My youngest got sent home from school because he was sick, so we spent a couple of days vegging on the couch together in our PJs, looking completely feral, watching the Broken Wood Mysteries. He loves the one where the murder weapon is an exploding portaloo. And one of the suspects tries to escape in a hot air balloon. I gotta look that up. If anyone wants a love story, that isn't Andy and Anna. My sister is reveling in her new role as evil sister. She's thinking of taking up cackling in public. Her partner says he wants to take her name so he can be evil brother-in-law and they can cackle away in public together. That's love. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you think about that twist in the update? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The story. And our next story does come with an update from Cookity Bookity, who says, am I the asshole for not inviting my friend Nancy to my courthouse wedding? Nancy, 27 female, and I, 27 female, have been friends for 8 years now. Adam, 27 male, and I have been friends for 10 years, and he's my best friend. My husband, Mark, 26 male, and I got married a few days ago. We decided to have two witnesses and an officiant there, the legal requirements to minimize stress. Our two witnesses were Adam, who's my best friend, man of honour, and Mark's best friend, slash best man, John. We did not invite our parents, our siblings, or any other friends outside of those that I mentioned. I have very toxic parents and really didn't want them there for my courthouse wedding. They'd bring any negative energy with them everywhere. As not to offend my parents, Mark decided to also not invite his parents and keep it a stress-free, intimate day with our best friends. A day after we got married, Nancy messaged me a long paragraph about how I excluded her and she felt hurt. She said that if I invited Adam, I should have invited her because we're a trio. She claimed I hid the ceremony from her purposely. Here's the thing, I told her this was our plan months in advance. I've talked about it with her in front of Adam, which he confirmed is true. and again my birthday dinner while my brother and his fiance were also there. I told her that she must have forgotten, to which she responded by saying it was my responsibility as a good friend to remind her. And the date was very easy to remember because it falls on the same exact month and day as our wedding next year. So I didn't feel the need to remind her since I'd spoken about it with her multiple times. Her response to that was, I reminded Adam and invited him. She should have had the same thing. She should have had the same thing out of courtesy and that I violated our friendship dynamic. I told her that not even our parents or siblings were invited and apologized that I made her feel bad, but she continued to victimize herself and call me inconsiderate. She then said she needed time to reconsider her involvement in my wedding next year. That message really hurt me because I feel like I didn't do anything to deserve that response. I then took back my apology and told her it's not my responsibility to prioritize her feelings on a day that is not about her. I told her that a good friend would just be happy for me and wouldn't be attaching guilt to one of the most amazing days of my life. I also told her that she cannot compare herself to Adam, who's basically like a brother to me, and that Adam is my man of honor and will continue to play a more involved role in planning and the execution of my wedding next year, and that she's just going to have to accept that. Am I the asshole here? And we do have some comments where OP responds to them. So we're going to start off with I Dream in Words, who says, not the arsehole, the day was about two people and you and your now husband. Your friend is trying to make it about her, to which OP responds saying, this isn't the first time she pulled something like this and I always end up apologizing for the sake of saving the friendship, which is why I wanted to know if I was really the arsehole here. I'm so used to this and now I'm realizing I shouldn't be. Unit Healthy says, info, this is pretty confusing. You did not invite her to the courthouse wedding, but the date was very easy to remember because it falls on the same exact month and day as our wedding next year. Then goes on to say, so exactly what did she need a reminder about? Did she want a reminder about the event she was not invited to? Who'd want a reminder of that? To which OP said, according to her, even if she were not invited, I should have wanted to share this joy with her enough to send her a reminder text and keep her in the loop. Scuba CC says, not the arsehole, and not that it matters much because I'm a rando stranger on the internet, but I'm really proud of you. You stood up for yourself firmly but politely. That's a fantastic skill to have. Congratulations on your nuptials. Breathe Music 14 says, not the arsehole, you explicitly invited only one person each to have the min witness requirements. She's allowed to be sad and that she didn't get invited, but her feelings aren't your responsibility and her feeling hurt doesn't mean you did anything wrong. You can do what is right for you and not be wrong, and she can also have her own feelings about it. Her making you feel like crap for her feelings and blaming you and saying what you did was wrong, however, isn't okay. And one more from Ipsima, who says, info, did you not invite her and just inform her of the wedding during your conversations about it? Would you have welcomed her if she showed up? I'm kind of confused about that part of your story. OP replies saying, I did not invite her to the courthouse wedding, but she is a bridesmaid for our symbolic wedding next year, October 2022, which will include all of our friends and family. I was excited to be legally married this year though. So I've talked about this courthouse wedding for months with my friends and siblings, which is why I don't understand how she forgot, seeing as I haven't shut up about becoming a wife or about the rings we got. So now let's move on to the update to see what happens next. Brief summary, my friend Nancy got mad that I had a courthouse wedding and she wasn't invited. Despite us only inviting our two witnesses and officiant, and also that I didn't remind her so she could share in my joy. She threatened to end the friendship and said I purposely excluded her. Since my first post, I tried to have a conversation with Nancy about how it made me feel that she turned my marriage into something about her instead of being supportive. But she gaslit me and I ended up apologizing for making her feel excluded, even though she is meant to be a bridesmaid in my actual wedding later this year, and literally no one but my two witnesses were invited to my courthouse wedding. As a commenter predicted, it was behavior that would repeat itself during my wedding planning process. I decided to include her in one of my dress fitting appointments. I made the appointment 3 weeks in advance and she confirmed she'd be able to make it. 4 days before my appointment, she texted me saying she also made a wedding dress appointment on the same day as mine. She's engaged but doesn't have a wedding date yet, so I found this suspicious. I told her it made me uncomfortable and that we should both be able to have our own days. But she insisted she couldn't cancel because everyone she invited already confirmed and it didn't bother her. When I called her out on how she so far made every step of my marriage and wedding planning about her, and she's not once been truly present for me, she made herself a victim and said I'd spit vitriol at her for saying she's attempted to make things about her and I was being a fake friend. so I cut her out of my bridal party entirely and told her to have a nice life. She since then sent me paragraphs about how I'm a shitty person. I didn't read it at all, deleted it, and don't intend on responding. Thank you to the commenters on my original post for helping me see she was a shitty friend, and a special thank you to the person who called out the fact that this would be a repeated behaviour. You were right. And then one more comment from OP who says, yeah, I was very understanding of her feelings of exclusion. My best friend is also a friend of hers, and he was one of the two witnesses at the courthouse, so she took it as an insult that he was there but she wasn't. I told her I understand she wanted to be there, but I am entitled to make the arrangement for my legal marriage, however me and my husband felt comfortable. She could feel left out, but she can't feel entitled, because it's not about her. She didn't like being told that it wasn't about her, and said I was selfish for saying that. We didn't talk for a month after the first argument. We met up for coffee and she kept talking about her mental health and how she was coming from a place of loneliness and blah blah blah, and that I made her feel worse by telling her she wasn't entitled to be there. So I ended up apologising and telling her I tried to make her feel more included moving forward. Well, that led up to her scheduling a dress shopping appointment for herself on the same day as mine. I told her my wedding colours and she made them her wedding colours. I told her what the bridesmaids were wearing and she chose the same style. Every step felt like a competition. By the way, she doesn't even have a wedding date, so there's absolutely no rush or time crunch to justify her making appointments on the days where I made mine. Took time for me to see it for what it was, and I don't think I'll be allowing her back in my life. The wedding thing is just one of many times she made herself centerfold. Holy moly, you know. We see these situations quite.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Often on these subreddits, you know, where a bridesmaid or a part of the wedding party will try to take over the wedding and make it about themselves, and it's got to be so frustrating to deal with, especially when, you know, they gaslight you at the same time and tell you, you know, you're making them feel bad about your wedding. Holy moly. Anyway, let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. I can't tell you the difference you make. Just recently, it's been last couple of months, been a bit of a struggle, I've got to say, you know, but you've kept me going and I'm very, very thankful for that. Thank you so, so much for your love, time and support, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in the spare crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, you just don't.